This is program number LW2607. Well, an Illinois woman has been convicted of murder because she didn't stop her boyfriend from fatally beating and torturing her infant daughter. Hi, this is Larry West. Got some rather gruesome stories for you today, true stories, but a little grueling. You need to hear them because they're about children. Children who live next door, down the street, maybe children who live even in our own homes. The 17-month-old child of Pamela Ray, just 17 herself, was burned with cigarettes, beaten with belts and extension cord, and scalded with hot water, the baby was, by Pamela's boyfriend, Norval, 20 years old. Circuit Court Judge John J. Hoban of St. Clair County, Illinois, said she could have stopped the mistreatment of the child, but she was too busy watching television. In Miami, Florida, a woman has been charged with beating her young son to death with her fists and with a wire hanger. Mrs. Norval Dean told the police who arrested her that she became enraged when her 5-year-old son couldn't recite the alphabet correctly. You know, when someone purposefully reaches out and strikes a child, my temperature rises. It makes me wish I had just 2 minutes with the coward in a room all by ourselves with a permission slip from God, man, and country to do a little balancing of the scales. But you know, there's more to child abuse than purposefully and willfully reaching out and striking a little fella down. Child abuse comes in several forms. While most of us wouldn't dare to dream of ourselves reaching out and striking our children, there are many of us absent-mindedly guilty of neglect. And that, too, often results in abuse. A friend of mine, David, checked into a motel some time ago and was walking around the grounds on a Saturday afternoon. It was a beautiful, warm summer day, and he noticed a little girl about 5 years old playing on the swings and running around enjoying herself. David went to his room, and after about an hour or two, he stepped outside again to get some more of the summer sun. This time he noticed a man over at the swimming pool leaning over the fence, evidently sick to his stomach. Walking over to him, David asked the man if he could help him, and the sick man just turned and pointed his finger toward the pool. David told me it looked as though there were a body in the deep end, there on the bottom of the pool, and evidently it had been there for at least an hour. David slipped off his shoes and dived in. At the 11-foot depth, he saw that it was the little 5-year-old girl he had seen running around and playing earlier that day. He grabbed her little arm at the shoulder and pulled her out. The mother? Where was the mother? She couldn't be found. Someone in the crowd called the police, and for 2 more hours, they looked for the mother. Paramedics were called in. A homicide officer was called in. Still, the mother couldn't be found. Finally, at long last, she showed up. No, she didn't reach out and maliciously slap her daughter down and throw her into the pool, but she might as well have. David told me that when the little girl's mother finally arrived on the scene, he expected her to show a little shock. Shed at least a few tears, but to David's shock, there wasn't a tear. No grief, no regret, nothing. The officer told David that he had seen many such tragedies, and in this mother's case, it wasn't a tragedy. To her, it was just a relief. She had one less mouth to feed. That little 5-year-old girl in Houston, Texas, little Melody, died as a result of child abuse. Her parents abused her. When you neglect a child, that's abuse. Mom, Dad, while most of us are concerned about our children, giving them not only food, clothing, and shelter, but love and affection and discipline, we can still be neglecting them by, now please get this, we can neglect them by not introducing them to God. Where they came from, why they're here, and where they're going is in His hands. And when we don't clue them in, that's abuse. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I've written a pamphlet. It's yours free. It's called, What is the Gospel? It will help. Let me send it to you. What is the Gospel? Clue your children in. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.